closed session to discuss personnel issues in accordance with North Carolina General Statutes. One personnel issue was finalized, and the second personnel issue is the council's position. Well, the second issue was not settled, and with that being said, the reason most of you are here tonight was to hear the recommendation in Nancy's hearing. And at this time, I would like to read the final recommendation that the council received today. And Nancy, I think you have a copy. The final recommendation number one, council review the evidence and this report and follow the rules and regulations set forth in the town's personnel policy manual. Number two, petitioner bears the burden of proof on the issue. Specifically, petitioner must prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the town substantially prejudiced petitioner's rights and that the town acted erroneously or failed to act as required by law or rule as alleged by petitioner. The hearing officer determines these issues based on a hearing limited to the evidence that was presented or available to the town agency during the review period. This limits the scope of review to the that information available to the town up until the time of the hearing. Under the town's personnel policy manual and the law of North Carolina, the hearing officer is to determine whether the petitioner has met her burden in showing that the town substantially prejudiced petitioner's due process rights, and that the town administrator, Michelle James, acted outside her authority, acted erroneously, acted arbitrarily, and capriciously under improper procedure or failed to act as required by law or rule. Number five, by terminating the employment of the petitioner, as was done on August 24, 2009, Administrator James did not comply with the due process requirements of the town's personnel policy manual. The recommended decision, based on the foregoing findings of fact and conclusions of law, the undersigned hearing officer recommends that the town council reverse the August 24, 2009 decision of Administrator James terminating Petitioner Hewitt and afford Petitioner Hewitt with the technical due process requirements of the town's personnel policy manual as outlined above. And with that said, the council's position is to take the recommendation under advisement, and no decision has been made at this time. Thank you.
Don't have a motion to close the meeting.
Do I have a motion to adjourn,
sir?
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
What about the first discussion? We don't hear about that.
The what discussion?
The first personnel.
First person was a personnel matter, and it was strictly was something that is within the personnel policy of checking their personnel record and whether they were being
yes. Everything okay?
So he said that one of the issues was deciding in one
direction. There was an action taken on one, not an action taken on one of the issues, but there was a personnel policy action that the attorney concluded and his comments.
So you can't make any announcement about that one at all.
You
guys are boring.
Thank you. From what the attorney told us, no.
Okay.
You need to talk to the attorney about that.
And he said that we needed to.
So it was concluded that there was no action taken?
On which? There were two different matters that we... The first one we got concluded and taken care of. The second one, we're taking... according to as the Well, it said we need to take it under consideration under the personnel policy. See where we go from there.
They start fell off after my next book.
Andy's going to start negotiating.
And so the first one, it was concluded that there was no action taken on the first issue.
The first issue is taken care of.
Nancy,
we just made the statement of finding. And the statement of finding.
I thought they usually read the motion and the action was taken on the discussion of the finding.
We're talking about the other matter. We didn't talk about anything about that.
Irrelevant.
You can't do that.
They can't do